Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's OMF on EEI.
You know what? I like a massacre. Well, that's a bad thing to say right out of the gate. That's a bad thing to say out of the gate.
That's the first thing that came to your head.
Yeah, I apologize.
The music stops. The music slows. Says, hey, you know, hey, Lou, there's nothing like a good massacre, huh?
You got an apology of the week.
Apology of the day.
Apology of the week coming.
Do it now.
I apologize for saying that I like a massacre.
You know what? I don't think your apology is enough.
No.
I don't think your apology.
They never are, Lou.
I think you like massacres. I think you like seeing people murdered.
I like them in the NFL, and I like them when they benefit our local team. And they certainly look like they are going to benefit our local team. So people have been talking about this for a while, saying the teams are going to have to dump salary, and they're going to have to do it quickly. The NFL has been slow to jump in and give the entire cap number of what that ceiling number is going to be. But teams have figured it out. It's $180 million, and the NFL's not going to change it. And at $100 million as your cap ceiling, we are seeing casualties across the league. Look at some of these players. I just saw the latest, Desmond Trufant, the quarterback, Detroit Lions. Didn't they bring him in to replace Darius Slay? And he's gone after 1 year. Why? Because they can't afford him anymore. Boy, this is a golden opportunity for Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
is it not?
Yeah. It's like Y2K all over again.
Yes,
all these GMs are. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be horrible. We're going to have to drop all these players. No, where I see opportunity, I see an opportunity for the Patriots for 1 year only, because this is a short term. Okay, take advantage of the situation that you're in. We'll worry about the future later. I think this is an unbelievable opportunity for them to gather some moderately to below moderately priced talent, older talent, productive, veteran-type talent, guys that have made a big deal, made a big splash in this league, have been productive. Maybe they haven't won games. Maybe they're just tired of it, and they need a break. They need almost like what Gronk did, but actually playing. They need a 1 year just kind of – get back on track year, and let's kind of almost like a dream team. I believe the Patriots can create their own dream team. And now it's not going to be, you know, Patrick Mahomes, but you know what I mean? Like a version of that.
Based where on what?
Instead of like grabbing all these, just a bunch of younger guys that you hope they develop, the price will be perfect for you to add these veterans, because I think in no other time in the NFL are you going to be able to afford these guys.
We've never seen this before.
No, there's not going to be another time where these guys are going to be desperate to have 1 year under contract so they can kind of wait for the cap number to come back up and then re-enter the whole, you know, recruitment pool.
Listen, I agree with you. Obviously, we're going to see an awful lot of that, but I do think we're going to see a lot of these teams that we think are in cap jail. Now, the Saints, they're in serious problems. We understand that. I think they've already cut $50 million off their issues, some of them. And I think you're going to continue to see that in the league. So I agree. There's going to be a lot of guys, one-year wonders, you know, one-year guys, veterans that have won in this league looking to reset it. The problem is that I don't understand why you think the Patriots are going to get them. I know they have a lot of money to spend.
That's why.
Okay, I know that. But these other teams, like if you were to tell me the Patriots 4 or 5 years ago were in this scenario, I would say, oh, forget about it. You have a chance of building a team that undefeated Super Bowl champs. You know, because you've got money to spend and all these guys can take 1 year deals, then where are they gonna go? Man, I'm gonna go to the Patriots. I'm going to go to the Super Bowl. We could build this thing. I just a four or five guys just show up, and you're like, holy smokes, I can't believe you. They got all these guys. But, of course, you heard it before, Ryan Clark, if the Patriots go and get, like, another great player, I'm going to quit my job. That's the world you used to live in. And so when you look at certain teams and you sit there and say, well, they might not have the cap space, but they're going to make all these cuts, and all of a sudden they're going to be the ones drawing all of these players that are going to be making, you know, $4 million, $2.5 million, league minimum type of veterans. Because why? For 1 year, I want to go win. I want to go play with Aaron Rodgers.
And if he goes to the Patriots, I'm letting you know now,
you get the good
ones.
It's
the last day I will work for ESPN.
They're going to get the good ones, though.
Yeah, they can't get them all.
They're going to get the good ones.
You know, well, I'm not sure they're going to get the good ones. I really believe that this is a golden opportunity. I would say Indianapolis is another team you have to really watch for. They have a ton of money, and they are a really good team.
I think you need to think of it as, like, you're a college coach trying to recruit the Fab Five. Like, you're trying to recruit five guys that will start right away, that don't need a lot of coaching, that can understand the system, that could be productive right away, are desperate to win and to almost like give themselves, you know, more attention for the next time they're free agents. That's what I think they're going to be. That's what I think they can do. Now, you have to be good at it. Like, maybe he calls up Nick Saban and say, how do you get all these guys? We're the pro version of you, Alabama. We're the pro version of you, Clemson. Okay. Our facilities don't matter. It's the opportunity to win and to be coached by the greatest coach to ever do it. And with the right talent, forget about 7-9. Forget about it. So I do believe that just being a special, unique year, the way everything is set up, yes, you can collect a good amount of talent that is cheap. And you know what? You won't be tied to any of them for next year. So if you want to get good in a hurry, go ahead and spend some moderately priced money. Spend it on these guys, spread it out a little bit, and then get yourself a good veteran team for this year while the younger guys can still develop.
Well, I think you're going to benefit because there's going to be so many of them.
There's tons. You're seeing it already.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a week and a half away from the cut-down date, and every hour there's more guys getting dumped.
Yeah, and I think but my thing is that when I look at each case individually, and I always ask the question, you know, why would he come here? You just mentioned the Colts. They're right up there with you with cash. And there's a lot of teams that are, you know, that are $5, $6, $7, $10 million, like, already above it. There'll be more cuts. They will find $20, $25 million. You know, they're going to cut guys that say, you know what, for $9 million, I'm going to cut you, and I'm going to bring a guy back in for $3 million. Why? Because we have a great football team. And a lot of those veterans that do get cut, they're looking for one-year deals, that realize that the big payday is not there, and they got to suck it up for a year. Where would you want to suck it up? Like, if you got to suck it up for 1 year, like, if every single team sat there and said, you know, all these guys, everyone's free agent in any sport, or the NBA. I know it's different, but it's turning into it a little bit. This year could actually turn into the NBA because you could sit there and say, okay, where would you want to go?
Yeah, but
there's going to be 5 or 6 or 7 teams that are going to be destinations that have an opportunity to do exactly what you're talking about.
Jacksonville, build super Jets, teams. Miami, Indiana, Indianapolis, and New England are the teams that are in the prime position. So you're right. I think there are some guys that are going to go to the Kansas Cities and go to the New Orleans. But the problem is those two teams are going to cut so many players, they're going to be struggling just to get back to level ground.
Well, New Orleans it's a bad example. I mean, they're in serious issues.
Well, they're a contending team, but yeah. I mean, we can look
well,
at the contending
Well, I don't know if they
teams.
Are they?
Well, it depends what the quarterback situation is. Yeah. I mean, we don't know what the quarterback situation is. Is Breeze coming back? We don't know. But I would say that New England, we talked about this a while back, uncharacteristically aggressive.
Extremely.
Does that mean with New England that now, because they have so much money out there, that they will be able to outbid these other teams? So you're right, Lou. If I'm a player, I can go to Kansas City, but I can go to Kansas City at $2 million, or I can go to New England for $3.5 million. Because New England now will have more money to be able to entice those players.
I agree, but some of these teams that don't have that kind of cash, like, you know, if you look at it, I was looking at over the cap. You know what the projected cap number is for next year? Not this coming year, but the next year? 227.
It's not going to 227. There is no freaking way it's going to 227.
Well, that's the year. I mean, new TV deals are coming out, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, so new TV deals.
Well, the
deals,
year after that.
You figure this year was at 208, whatever. This year was going to go to, say, 215, right? If it was a normal year. What? And then next year, everybody thought there was going to be a big jump. So that's all I'm looking at. It's like, you know, 227. So you're looking at some of these teams that you're talking about that are in, like, hell now. that have, you know, I mean, they're going to have so much money to sit there and say, yeah, you know, we can give you a 2-year deal. You know, we're going to lower this cap number this year to like $3 or $4 million. You know, next year it'll be like 9.5, 10. We don't really care because next year this, the cap's going to go up maybe $40 million. So there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to get creative. I think it's a mistake to look at teams right now that are in so-called cap jail and think that they're not going to be able to do anything. I still think you should worry about the destination teams with great quarterbacks that have a chance to win the Super Bowl, and I don't think you're one of them.
Yeah, but those teams, like, okay, use Tampa. They don't have a lot of room. They're not.
They got to worry
huge,
about losing their key players,
and then but they'll have a small amount of players to replace. And based on how well the team is built and the guy they have playing quarterback, it really is insignificant if they lose Godwin.
Well, just look at the Bucs, for example. They're $12 million under the cap. They're talking about Godwin's going to be franchised. They're talking about bringing back Levante David. They're talking about bringing back Ndamukong Suh. $11 million? How are you going to do that? No, they're going to find a way, is the point. They will find a way to get to $30 million maybe, under the cap, maybe, and bring these guys in. They're $11, $12 million under the cap right now. They're not going to bring all these guys in, but yet everyone is talking like they're absolutely going to.
So, no, they can't. They can't do that, and it's going to be painful.
Well, the Cardinals are $10 million over. They just brought J.J. Watt in for $31, $15 a year.
But you're already seeing teams that
do that.
Lou, you're seeing teams that are well under the cap right now. I mentioned
not
Miami.
The Cardinals.
Miami is one of those teams that is well under the cap, and what did they do yesterday? They cut Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah.
Because they're sitting there going, we may be well under the cap, but this is a frenzy out there where we can really go and get some huge bargains. We have to get rid of overpaid guys like Kyle Van Noy so that we can go and get those bargains.
I get it, but Arizona's the example. They make things happen, and they just did.
All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number. We'll give you some of the names of some of these players that have been cap casualty candidates around the league and may be targets for the New England Patriots. We'll get into it coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get social. Facebook.com/WEEI and WEEI Sports on Instagram. Now more of OMF on EEI.
Yeah. here on OMF, is this a golden opportunity for the New England Patriots? They are loaded with money, almost $64 million, and they could add a lot more to that by restructuring deals or unloading some of the other players they have right now. Is this not a golden opportunity for them? Joel Corey is a former NFL agent. He writes all about this today and talks about the fact that we've never seen anything like this before in the NFL, because every year, because of all of the revenue that the league has created, they keep on raising the ceiling and raising the ceiling. We were expected to have $210 million ceiling this year. There were some that thought it might go down to $175. It looks like the league has settled on $180 million. So that's $30 million less than what they would have normally had. And he calls it a buyer's market and a frenzy here because the supply is going to exceed demand. The great players are going to get money. We've already seen it. Joey Bosa and George Kittle and others are going to get the big money. But anybody below that all-pro, Pro Bowl status, those guys are going to have to do one of two things. Get an undervalued multi-year contract if they want the security, or as Christian said, take 1 year, go back to the free agent market, and just hope that the number soars next year and you got more interest. And what does this mean for the Patriots? Wow.
Yeah, I look at some of the names on this list and I go, wow, this is like shopping at a higher end Ocean State job lot. Like, you just like, I mean, it's like it's all bargain basement prices. Lots of options. It's good, but it's really, like, it doesn't last long. So you got to use it. Like, any furniture I ever got at Ocean State job lot, anything like that, it just, like, it was good for like a couple of days and it just disintegrated.
Be careful.
Okay. But I love Ocean State job lot. Okay. Friends of the show. Yeah. Friends of the show. Right. How my point is that you're basically going to have that opinion. I literally picture the Patriots like with a shopping cart. And then I see, you know, let's go down the tight end section and see what kind of bargain basement pricing we can get there. Ooh, there's Kyle Rudolph. Ooh, Tyler Eifert's available. Let me think. Ooh, Zach Ertz, Jimmy Graham.
Golden
God,
King.
So many choices. Maybe it's more like Home Goods. Maybe it's more like that. Okay,
one
it's
man's
like
a, trash is another man's
it's
treasure.
It's an adventure, right? You never know what you're going to get.
Well,
so you go
thought.
Down there, but and you can actually buy two for the price of one.
Yeah, and I think we thought that the Patriots were going to be dealing with what they normally deal with. And that is they go with that middle class, and they feel comfortable there. They feel comfortable with guys that have a skill set that specifically can do one thing, and they can put him in a position to help them out. But this is a whole new group, guys. These are more talented players than they're normally accustomed
so
to
when the,
delving
when the,
into.
When, so when there's too much supply, if you're a player and you're part of that food chain, you realize it too. So as soon as a job opening comes up, you jump on it and you lower your price. You lower it, like, because you have no leverage, Mutt. Like, you can't dictate terms. You actually go to them with an unbelievable deal that is too good for them to pass.
Listen, it's still a great opportunity for the Patriots with the money they have to spend. You mentioned it, like that middle class. What you're going to see is a flooded middle class. There's going to be so much of that middle class. Like,
which just, will drive the prices down.
Yeah, and I think that's good. It's just a question of, like, you know, like the guys that you want. Like, you know, like I'm looking at two wide receivers, like Adam Humphries, and then there's Jamison Crowder with the Jets.
Yeah.
I'd love to have Jamison Crowder. I think Jamison Crowder's a good wide receiver, you know, but he's dealt with what's going on in the Jets before. Now, he might be a guy that might not be able to find a job, but I'm just thinking, if I'm Jamison Crowder, given where I just came from, I'm sitting there saying, I want to see how the other people live. You know what I mean? Like, I want to go to a team. I'd be willing to take a lot less to go with a legit quarterback in a legit functional organization, which the Patriots are, okay? But the legit quarterback stuff, I don't know about. You know, with a legit number one across from me to make my life a lot easier, because I think I am a great wide receiver, but my numbers aren't as good as they should be.
But he's one of 10 receivers.
I get it.
So it's like, so
10,
so
maybe
so,
20.
So, yeah, I mean, so
yeah, so
you
it's
got,
a flooded
so
class.
All right, so
that's a good thing.
So that option
but
closes
up. But I'm not saying
up.
You're your first
you
choice.
Have to
okay, so that option closes up because that team is going to have first pick. Because they know everybody wants to play for them. They know, depending on where you're at in your life, like, okay, your chances well is good to play with us at a lower value. All right, now you have just everything that's left over that's still good, that's still worth something. So then you start going, okay, do I just want to, like, just add a year to my career and just, you know, hopefully I get that, you know, that 13-year vested, you know, retirement plan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, or do I sit there and go, really, the guy that can put a team together better than anybody, although they don't have the quarterback yet, but even if they do get somebody average, they were 7-9 with Cam Newton and a bunch of crap. If we all kind of, you know, get together, we can be good.
Mm-hmm.
We can be a playoff team. And that's the way I would look at it.
Yeah, but you got to look at that, like, lower class that thinks like that.
But everybody's
the guys that are left out. Well, and there's going to be a lot of them.
Well, they're all, like, so, I mean, this, okay, so you mentioned Jamison Crowder.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Yep.
Let me see, who are some other ones? Alshon Jeffery.
Golden Tate. Yeah.
Adam Humphries, you mentioned Adam Humphries.
DeSean
okay.
Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, no to DeSean Jackson. But there's some quality stuff in there that still has some life in it. And they're not going to want money. And Bill is going to sit there and say, I'm going to give you the Cam Newton contract. I'm going to give you base, veteran minimum with some incentives.
Well, I also think you're going to have a situation where it's going to be a timing thing. So if one of the teams that have money, like Jacksonville, Jets, Miami, Indy, New England, come to you early on in the process, do you make a deal right away? Because those are the teams that have money. There are not a lot of teams that have money. If you go past those teams, even though you may want to be on Green Bay or you may want to be on Kansas City, the deal you get from those teams may be a fraction of what the first five or six teams are going to offer you. And so I think if you're one of those, because there are so many guys in each position, if you're one of those guys, you have to make that decision probably in the first few days. I think the 17th and 18th of March are going to be wild.
Yeah, see, I just don't think it's going to be wild for you. I think it could be. I think there could be like one.
Oh, I think it is.
I think one defensive player. No, I think it's got to just kind of filter through some guys first. Like I know there's a big middle class here, but still, that first two or three days is when you know these guys will get overpaid. You know, the middle class. You know, we'll see what the franchise tag is like here. I think there's got like 5 days left of the deadline or whatever it is.
That's why I don't think you're going to see a lot of those guys on the market.
But I don't.
Going to franchise.
Well,
them
I don't know. I just don't see somebody. Like that, like just for example, Jamison Crowder's out there. I don't think he jumps day one. And it's just like, all right, I'm putting my trust in New England to build around me. Yeah, I think it's a slow-moving process for them still. Because there's going to be a lot of guys week three that are still legit. That have to face the reality that, you know, they're your top three targets that you want your agent to go and call and you think are a great fit for you, they're interested in somebody better than you.
Yeah, but
and
I
then
think
sort of then you start to windle down of like who you really have a chance of getting.
I think in week three, you're going to be getting pennies on the dollar for those guys.
Which is the Patriots area.
Yes, but I do believe that they have an opportunity to bargain shop in the first couple of days. And you're right.
Who bargain shops the first day? You don't get to do that in the first few days. Honestly, who bargain shops day one?
I think they're going to be bargain shopping in the first few days. Because if I'm one of these players, Lou, I've got to make a decision very quickly. Very few teams have money. It's not like what you've had in the past. So you've got to make a decision. Do I want to go to that team? It's not the money I wanted. And as Christian said, I'm going to have to take a lot less, and I got to make the decision right away. I think that's going to be the biggest difference in this process.
So if you were shopping, let's just say you were shopping out of this list from this cap casualty candidates, okay, around the league. If you were shopping for a wide receiver,
Crowder.
You're taking Crowder. How about you?
Yeah, I think I would take Crowder too.
Okay. So, I like Golden Tate, and I think the value is better there. And I actually think I can get just as much out of Golden Tate as I can Crowder at a lower price because this is the way the Patriots think. It's all about value.
Yeah, it's an uplift to what
about the tight end group?
Now.
What about the tight end group? You got a bunch of older veterans in there, and you got a lot of guys.
Graham, Zach Ertz. Graham's really not a tight end, right? I mean, he's really.
I think you're out on Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith, and
yeah,
then I think
I agree.
You start shopping.
Yeah,
and you got your Kyle Rudolphs of the world. You know, Jared Cook. I don't know. You might be out of him too. I have no idea. You know, so Delanie Walker is another one. Kind of, you know, after missed all of last year, Zach Ertz is another one. I think that's kind of where you're shopping. You're shopping for 1 year vets.
Yeah, see, my choice at tight end would be a package deal. I'm going to get a twofer. I'm going to go Delanie Walker, cheap money, nothing's guaranteed, and Zach Ertz. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to have four on the roster.
Well, one's just a fullback.
Well, those guys are special teams guys. They're going to make the roster, and a bunch of them will be deactivated on game day. But my starters and those two will have to fight for a spot. those two guys, the young kids, will have to fight during practice just like they did during the year this last season to find a roster spot on game day.
Okay, so Lou brought up an interesting point, and that is if I'm a player, I want to know who the quarterback is going to be, certainly if I'm a player on the offensive side of the ball. Is that going to open up for the New England Patriots? Because right now you got a lot of GMs that are saying a lot of things. Are they telling us the truth, or are they just outright lying? We'll get to all of that more coming up next right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The show that's open weekdays 2 to 6 for Patriots fans. It's OMF on EEI.
It's just clicks. I mean, it's f***ing ridiculous. It just goes like, it's just like somebody in their basement in Des Moines is just making shit up and it goes out. You know, it's like, okay, that's great. You know, you got a computer, you can connect to the world. So they'll just send fake rumors out there. But to me, the Niners, the real issue here is the Niners have denied how many times that they're not looking for a quarterback. Yet everybody in the league tells me they're always looking for a quarterback. Right, they're in on every quarterback. They were in on, you know, Matthew Stafford. They're going to be in on. I don't know if they were in on Carson Wentz to that level, but they kicked the tires, right? So they're going to be in on every quarterback. I think they're in on Sam Darnold.
That is our buddy Mike Lombardi, and I think he's 100% correct. The 49ers and John Lynch are absolutely lying their ass off. They are done with Jimmy Garoppolo. That's why Jimmy Garoppolo will probably end up being cut. Because they won't get a team to pick up that contract. It's too much money. And as we just talked about in the last two segments, nobody's got money to pick up $26 million on a quarterback that they're not sure is a top-notch quarterback in the NFL. And that's why he's your quarterback for the New England Patriots
to me,
this upcoming season.
Okay, so that's your thing. For me, so, you know, recently there's more GMs are talking.
And lying.
They're talking, and that's what we're here to do right now, because it's all about, do you believe him or not? Do you believe him? I mean, and I think just by if we all kind of have an understanding of what their situation is, who their players are, what they're trying to do, and we've been talking about it forever. So when we hear sounds from GMs and they try to sell you like on a certain player, I mean, I sit there and I watch their eye movement. I try to see if they're sweating a little bit.
Shrink
one. You know, and some of them are a little bit better than others, and I think you'd be surprised who I believe and who I don't believe.
Okay, do you believe Jets general manager Joe Douglas when he claims, and here it is, that he believes in Sam Darnold?
I would say with Sam, you know, our stance on Sam hasn't changed. You know, he's an extremely talented player, and he's very smart, very tough. And, you know, we have no doubt that Sam is going to achieve, you know, his outstanding potential. Obviously, we're in the process of gaining as much information as we can leading up through free agency and the draft. But our stance on Sam has not changed.
Well, what are you gaining more information?
Okay, so do you believe him?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, so do I. I believe him too, Lou. No, I believe him also.
What he's doing is he is solidifying the fact that they have a high draft pick out there, and if you want it, it's going to cost you a fortune because we love Sam Darnold.
No,
he's lying his ass off.
The way I look at it is he's without saying really anything about it, all he's telling me is that they still believe Sam Darnold can be a very good quarterback in this league. They still believe that there's potential. They still believe that, you know, he will become exactly what we always thought he could become, which is why we're going to ask for an awful lot in return.
Well, there you go.
Well, I'm just saying. But
it's
like,
all BS.
But he doesn't say Sam Darnold will be our starting quarterback this year. So he doesn't go there. He just says, hey, do I believe in Sam Darnold? Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
I think
he'll
be terrific in Jackson.
But I also really like Zach Wilson.
See, no, I do believe that they wasted a pick on him. I shouldn't say they wasted a pick, but they used a pick on him. They have Adam Gase, who was supposed to be this quarterback whisperer. He gets nothing from it. He gets mono. He deals with the Patriots and the boogeymen. He gets all these bad reputations, almost Mark Sanchez-esque. You know, it's almost like this bad reputation of a guy that's a coward, that doesn't like to play, that isn't tough, that isn't a good quarterback. 2 years with Adam Gase, with all that crap that was going on, with no motivation whatsoever. No, I believe him. I believe that they like him, and
lying.
I do not believe that they are going to get rid of him. They are keeping him.
You're crazy.
Well, you asked me. Listen,
Either that, or what they're going to do is they're going to build up the value of the draft pick. Did you believe Joe Douglas when he said this just 2 months ago?
Can this team get to where you want it to be with Adam as the head coach?
Yes.
Okay, well that's a cheap shot, Glenn.
Yeah,
that's a dirty trick.
Shot?
That is a dirty trick.
Is that Joe Douglas?
Well, Joe Douglas saying that nobody believed that.
They all lie.
But at this point in time, all these GMs they're forced to come out and talk. Okay, but you had to try to keep your team together, and I didn't believe him at all.
Yes.
I don't believe Sam Darnold.
I think what he's doing is he's building up Sam Darnold. He can't go out if he's going to trade Sam Darnold and draft one of these quarterbacks. He can't sit there and say, no, we don't think Sam Darnold is our guy. He's got to build him up, and that's what he's doing. How about the Vikings GM, Rick Spielman? Do you believe him when he talks about Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I think Coach Zim put that to bed when he spoke after the season. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. I know there's a lot of rumors floating around out there, but Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. We felt that he played very well and probably the best he's ever played down that stretch last year and the way he played. So, Kirk's our quarterback going forward, and look forward to him another year in his system. And excited for him and what he's going to bring to our team next year.
Unless the 49ers offer and give us a fortune for Kirk, then we'll move on.
Yeah, they're keeping Kirk Cousins.
I believe him as well.
So did you hear the first line though? I feel like Ryan, if you can grab it, just like the opening line.
Yeah, I think Coach Zim put that to bed when he spoke after the season. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. Yeah,
That's it. They all have that same. They have that line down.
Well,
you know, fill in the blank is our quarterback.
Like Kirk Cousins got 2 years left in his deal. His dead cap hit would be 41 this year, next year 10.
Right.
So I believe him for this year.
Yeah, I would say there's a better chance of him staying there than there is.
Yeah, so I believe him. Like financially, it doesn't make much sense. Like Kirk Cousins is still an okay quarterback.
Well, that's why Jimmy Garoppolo makes no sense.
Well, Garoppolo's the same thing. Like he's just an okay quarterback. Like you have to now listen, if Deshaun Watson is actually in play for some of these teams, then
they'll all change the way of
everybody.
Thinking.
Yeah, everybody's lying. Okay, like seriously, like 26 teams in the league are all lying how much they love their quarterback if Deshaun Watson's available. But you tell me, short of Deshaun Watson, realistically, who's out there that's going to be better than Kirk Cousins? And
well,
I think San Fran is feeling the same
Russell
way.
Russell Wilson, if he's available.
Well,
I don't think he's going to be available.
Pipe dreams. Like Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson.
I think it's more
Watson.
Likely.
It's like
no,
if Joe Montana comes back in his prime.
You.
I think we might as well say that.
I think it's more likely Deshaun Watson is available and Russell Wilson isn't at least this year. They'll try it for one more year and see if they can get their act together. I mean, here's Jalen Ramsey, by the way, talking about Deshaun Watson.
You know him well. How serious do you think he is about wanting change and not coming in until he gets change?
Extremely serious. I highly doubt he'll ever, you know, suit up in a Texas uniform again. He's very serious. I would say he's very serious.
Oh, very serious?
Legacy. I mean, he should be serious. I believe he knows his leverage. And I believe he'll get what he wants.
Okay, for the record, I do not believe him. I don't believe him at all.
I'm not sure I believe him either.
They have the same agent.
He's very serious.
Oh, how serious?
Very. But I would say this.
I would say he's very serious.
Deshaun Watson is not going to play for Houston. He's not. And Houston's going to get to the point because they have this leverage here.
Whoa, hold on. They have to make a decision. Thank you. Where is his leverage?
Houston has to make a decision here. They can't go
past this draft. Where is Deshaun Watson's leverage?
They have an opportunity before the draft to work out a deal, let's say, with Miami.
No. Where is Deshaun Watson's leverage?
Houston could be held. Houston could sit there with nothing. They get past the draft.
No.
They have nothing. They have a Deshaun Watson who's dissatisfied and won't play.
Okay, see, the difference is that if the Houston Texans were a very good team, and for some reason the kid didn't want to play there, like if you're Seattle, you got a good team. You got Russell Wilson. And it's like, okay, we trade this player away. Now we're kind of screwed, right? Because we're a good football team. We expect to win games. Like Deshaun Watson, if the Houston Texans, and he sat there and said, I'm sitting out the entire year. They're like, perfect. Give us $20 million back because we're not really good this year anyways. So if you sit out, great, we suck. All right, now we get the first round pick. So we'll revisit this maybe next year. All I'm saying is like if he sits out, it's not going to throw the entire season down the tubes. It already is.
I disagree with you. I think if they were a good team, I think just the opposite. You would do whatever you can to.
My point is, they're
Deshaun
so bad,
Watson
it won't
in.
Matter.
Oh, it'll matter.
They were 4-12 last year with him.
It'll matter. They have to deal him this offseason when they can get a boatload for him. They can get a fortune for.
Well,
this
you can't
guy.
Get a. You don't think you can get a boatload next year?
Maybe not.
I understand that this year there's teams with two first round picks. You want to take advantage of
exactly.
I don't know what teams are going to do in a draft. I don't know what teams are going to do this offseason. All of a sudden, next year, you might sit there and say, oh, my God, the Bears, they have two first-round picks. Or, you know, a certain other team might pop up and have two first-round picks and future assets because they trade guys away. So things can change. The point is that they're not a good football team with them. They're not a good football team without them. So if you sit out, okay. They're going to win 4 or 5 games anyways.
So can we just revisit, before we go to the next GM, and whether believe him or not, can we just go back? What exactly did the Houston Texans do that was so bad?
They lied to him.
Was that it?
No, he's using it.
And I know, but that's what I'm getting to.
The game has changed. They're NBA players now.
He's using it. My point is that his excuse is crappy. His reasons are so bad for wanting out. They're not believable. I don't believe Jalen Ramsey. I don't. They have the same agent, so of course he's saying that. All he's doing, they're playing this out in the news for the public to make up decisions for them. I think he has zero leverage whatsoever. And he is forcing himself into a corner where he's going to have to pay a bunch of fines and lose a bunch of money and pay back some of the bonus that they already gave him.
Sounds like he's willing to do that.
Well, okay.
And I think he's going to have a lot of people
leverage.
On his side.
Oh, I'm mad.
You said this when we first started talking about this topic. He can clearly turn it around, throw race and everything else at the owner, and he's going to have people applauding him. He's going to have people on his side. This is a much different case than what we've seen in the past. And quarterbacks, as we've pointed out, are becoming like NBA players now. They're going to push themselves around. I never thought we would hear Russell Wilson saying stuff, and now we're starting to hear it.
Well, there's a big difference. In the NBA, when they say stuff and they demand trades, they get traded, right? So these big-time quarterbacks, we don't know yet.
We'll find out.
I mean, what happens if Deshaun and Russell Wilson don't get traded? We sit there and say, yeah, nice try, but it doesn't work in the NFL. Like franchise quarterbacks don't just get traded. So, I mean, we'll see. Maybe they do. But if they don't?
I don't think it's in the best interest of Houston
to sit around.
For an entire season and let this thing blow up on them.
Listen, when they have an opportunity to score big right now. I think you dismiss the school of hard knocks that Nick Caserio went to. I think you dismiss the rules and regulations and laws and philosophy that was created.
He's not with the Patriots anymore, Christian. The Patriots have respectability.
That doesn't
Houston
matter.
Right now has
clout
none of that.
What does clout have to do with
has
anything?
Has everything to do with it.
Why
Houston
would
has
clout
none of this?
Have what would?
I love this.
Oh,
Nick
you
Caserio
have clout.
Learned from Bill Belichick.
You
like
have
all of
clout.
Those assistant coaches
what does
from
clout
Bill
do for you? It's
and
not currency.
Elsewhere.
You can't trade clout. Clout gives you no advantage whatsoever when it comes to contracts.
Nick Caserio,
zero. Tell me, what does clout do for you in contract negotiations? Oh no, he's got clout. Look out! Oh, we've lost this negotiation. How much clout does he have? He's got a ton of it. Oh crap! I better run and hide.
He's got none
of your mind.
But you're sitting there telling me you don't know where Nick Caserio learned from. That's like saying you know, Matt Patricia learned from Bill Belichick. So he goes into Detroit. He
never
acts
had
like
the
tough guy,
no,
and it's
going to
work for him. And
you're talking about
miserably.
A coach. You're talking about a coach. Compared to a GM. My point to you is that clout gives you nothing. It is a fake. It doesn't exist. It doesn't give you anything.
Right, let's see how this one plays out.
Do the next
I'm telling
one.
You,
do
I really
one.
Believe that Deshaun Watson is going to be the first one.
We'll bet on it. You shave your head.
His way out of it. All right, I'm buying into it. So let's go with let's go with Raiders GM Mike Mayock. Do we believe him?
Obviously, I can't talk about anybody else's players, so I won't. I'll just talk about Derek, and I'm going to tell you the same thing I've told you guys the last couple of years, which is I think Derek Carr had his best year yet under John Gruden. I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, and we couldn't be happier with him. And I tell you every year, I mean, we evaluate every position every year. I have no idea who might call me or who might not call me. So you have to do the evaluations both on your own players and every other player in the league. And you got to stack your boards and understand what league value is all around the league. And we do that. But if you're asking me about Derek, I mean, I think John and I would both stand shoulder to shoulder and pound the table for Derek Carr.
Do you believe him?
I believe him.
No.
I believe him because Derek Carr.
Glenn doesn't believe anything.
I know. Derek Carr, I mean.
Don't believe anything.
This is back-to-back years now. Derek Carr's had a quarterback rating over 100. Like, he is, again, he is a good quarterback. I think everyone is always looking to improve their quarterback. But I don't think anybody, once again, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, change a lot of things. But there certainly isn't anybody out there that's available that's better than Derek Carr.
Well, let's look at what they did a year ago.
I mean, the guy and behind him who couldn't play, much better than everyone's drooling over in New England,
if
for
they
Christ's
love
sakes.
Derek Carr,
Mariota.
If they love Derek Carr so much, why did they bring in Marcus Mariota, pay him $10 million to do what? To be a backup quarterback?
Well, you should know this.
No,
king
no.
of the flip-flop.
If you love
opinions
the guy,
change.
If you love the guy so much, you don't bring in a guy for $10 million to create even competition if you love him. He's lying. Now, what he's basically saying to you is, yeah, we'll take Derek Carr, but damn it, we didn't make the playoffs. We're not
it
good
wasn't
enough
his fault.
Right now.
It wasn't his fault. I do believe him. I
he
do
didn't
believe
have
him.
The weapons?
I do believe it. It wasn't his. The offense, he was good. He was good. And,
not good
and Derek Carr what is the best quarterback this franchise has had since what? Rich Gannon. Go and look at the long list of quarterbacks that the Raiders have had over the years. He owns every single record that the Raiders have as far as from a quarterback position. And I will say this. So I like the idea of them bringing in Marcus Mariota because I feel like they weren't really sure about him. They weren't really sure how much if they were going to really buy into him, even though they signed with this big contract. So you know what? Let's scare him a little bit. Let's scare him a little bit and let's make sure that he knows that we're serious. And how do you do that? Well, you pay a former Heisman Trophy winner, first round pick, and you give him a lot of money.
I agree.
You give him a ton of money.
Gruden had him for 2 years. You
so
know,
he was there for
2 years with Derek Carr. And maybe year one, you watch him, you see who he is. Year two, you sort of sit there and say, yeah, now I think I know what makes him tick. I think do I like him? Yeah, but I think he needs to be pushed. And to be honest with you, I don't know. We'll find out. Because year three to me is everything.
Yeah,
so he brings
similar.
In a guy to push him because he's not 100% sold on him. So what does he do? He goes out and has a career year. Yeah, okay, now I've got Derek Carr I want.
So he spent $10 million to get Marcus Mariota where he could have used that in another area for another player that might have made them
most
a
important
better
position.
Team and maybe a playoff
most
team.
Important position. Absolutely.
See, I think what he's basically telling
you don't think
telling
he can change
you is,
your opinion on a guy in a year. That's all.
He's basically telling you, we'll take Derek Carr right now, but if a better guy comes along, we're moving on with a better guy.
See, I think that what Derek Carr did, I think last year was a very important year for him. I think he proved him wrong. They had an idea in their head of what Derek Carr was, just physically, mentally. We remember watching Hard Knocks. He was the biggest dope out there, like running around with the sleeves rolled up. It's like he wanted to be a bodybuilder, not a quarterback. Well, then John Gruden comes in, and John Gruden is an odd guy I mean, just, you know, from my own personal experience with him. So the fact that Derek Carr was able to coexist with him, even though every sign said that they wanted to replace him, he proved them wrong. And now they'll get rid of Mariota and build a relationship with Derek Carr.
All right, 617-779-7937. A lot of activity is going to happen over the next week and a half, 2 weeks in the National Football League. What do you want the Patriots to do? We get to the phone calls at 617-779-7937 coming up next.